AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Breaking news this morning about Taliban leader Mullah Omar. There are claims that Mullah Omar is dead, though we have not been able to reach the Taliban to ask them about this. An Afghan official says his government is trying to find out about this. Mullah Omar led the insurgency against the U.S. coalition in Afghanistan after they toppled him from his rule in 2001. A Pakistani security official is calling this speculation intended to disrupt peace talks between the Afghan government and the Taliban. A Western diplomat tells us that if Mullah Omar is dead, it could complicate the peace talks because Omar is a unifying figure for the Taliban. Here at home, if you have bought a car or a house recently, you may have benefited from those record low interest rates. But the Fed is moving toward raising rates, maybe in September, say economists, who will be watching for clues as the Fed ends its latest policy meeting today. Our Shirley Smith is in Washington.
Fed Chairwoman Janet Yellen has already said when rates do begin to rise, they will do so gradually. She doesn't want to take a chance on weakening an economy that still benefits from low rates. She suggested raising rates in small increments followed by pauses would let the Fed assess the effects of slightly higher rates.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell has upheld Tom Brady's four-game suspension for his role in using underinflated footballs during New England's rout of Indianapolis in the AFC Championship game 6 months ago. Goodell said the Patriots quarterback told an assistant to destroy his cell phone on or just before the day he met with independent investigators. A Minnesota dentist says he had no idea the lion he killed on a guided hunting trip in Africa was protected. This is AP Radio News. Authorities in Texas are releasing more video from Sandra Bland's 3 days in jail, saying they want to dispel rumors that she was dead before arriving. Bland hanged herself in her jail cell, according to authorities, after a traffic stop escalated into a confrontation between Bland, who was black, and a white state trooper. Waller County Judge Trey Duhon says some authorities have gotten death threats from people who think Bland did not kill herself.
We are under cyber attack by individuals like the group called Anonymous, who has claimed that Sandra Bland is deceased in the mugshot. You will see video here today that will show that she was alive and well when her mugshot was taken.
The Coast Guard still searching for those two missing 14-year-old boys who disappeared from their fishing boat in the Atlantic on Friday. One petty officer told our correspondent on board a rescue plane that you search like it's your mom out there, as he put it. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.